I should make more noises. They will make us more cool music.
Yeah. We can.
Oh, you didn't pay.
Now I don't want to fake noises.
Nimbus Vector.
That is incorrect. It is the Spook Factor.
The Spook Factor. Thank you, Mr. Weblord Pepe, again for providing the wonderful sound.
Our fans want to check out...
Did you...
What are you doing? I've done exactly the same as what we normally do.
Okay. It's fine. The audio is just a little bit different to how we normally have it.
It's literally exactly the same.
Maybe it could have been turned up on here.
Oh, like, he was itching to change the settings just before.
I didn't change it.
You were itching to change. Oh, actually, yes, your one might be different because you weren't here in our last show.
And you had to adjust it.
Touched those. Did nothing here.
That's fine. The thing I was worried about was the max audio level there because it starts to clip a little bit.
Yeah. Well, there we go. We get one.
Whoa, why is it so... Whoa, yeah, definitely. Airfort. More like Airfort Flyer. Hey, Hugh, why is it so hazy today? Is it the cobwebs in front of the screen?
Yeah, we are running a Halloween special.
Spooky Halloween, Bus Factor, Spook Factor.
So, yeah, we've got some nice overlays.
Did you tweet out that we're running the Spook Factor today?
I tweeted out earlier because you said you wanted a teaser.
Yeah, a little teaser with the ghost and everything. I like it. I like the Spook Factor.
Yeah, so we...
If we ever get a guest from the GCS Beyond, we should... Make it the Spook Factor again. The Spook Factor.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Yeah, it's been a while since we've done a little thing.
I think it's been a while since we've both been on a show.
It has.
I feel like skipped last week before that. I wasn't here. Week before that, something happened.
Yeah, so this is actually our Halloween special.
Yeah, we missed it last week.
Yeah. And this music was made especially by Weblord Pepe.
Yes.
If you want to hear the full version,
wait till the end of the episode.
Yeah, just stay tuned.
Which it will be a little bit short today, actually, just because one of the two of us has a prior engagement, and it's not me.
Who is it?
It's you.
Ah, right. Yeah, that's right. I do have a prior arrangement.
I listened to a Bus Factor episode the other day. No, it's
did you actually?
Yeah, I can't remember.
I keep on meaning on doing it, but like. They're just so long.
They're so long. They're like a fucking hour long every time. And they're not even for like an hour of content. They're like an hour of bullshit. Oh, boy. I'm glad that all of you listen. I really do appreciate it. Especially, I think did I mention last week? We are cash flow positive here on the Bus Factor.
Oh, yeah. We didn't have a show last week.
Last time we mentioned. I think
you checked after our last one, I think.
Okay. We're cash flow positive. So with the amount of money we've got from Patreon.
Remember how I thought someone was actually like legitimately stealing it? Because I said, did you log into the Patreon? And you said, no.
Didn't I say like, no, it was someone else who happens to have the password and IP address in New Zealand and know everything that we do at the Bus Factor? Like it was
Which
clearly
could be anyone.
Oh my gosh. It was so clearly
You
sarcasm.
Know how we have good security at the Bus Factor.
We do. Remember, another one. Someone we should do
You're literally
Queen
closest.
Bites the Dust because we just had another one bite the dust.
So I was actually thinking of every time a bus went through, like, would have
little ghost pop
like
up.
A like, little ghoul like fly across or a gravestone pop up.
That's a good point, Lost Boy NZ. So you're telling me that the prior engagement was arranged prior to the Bus Factor starting up multiple years ago.
It was, actually.
This exact engagement?
It is an ongoing monthly engagement.
Always on the same day as the Bus Factor?
It most commonly
You should have said no. Should have said no. Also, holy shit, look at that replay, man.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
That was so bad. Check it. Yellow. Red.
Yeah, that looks that like something that could have killed someone, man. In any report.
I think you mean we haven't seen anyone read a red light today or any other day.
Never. No one ever runs
never
red
have
light.
I ever
except
seen...
three people.
Oh yeah, except three people.
In 1 week.
Yeah.
And it was like only three that have ever done it.
Ever. Would you like to get started with some stories, should we? Should we get some started with the stories?
Yeah, I guess if we're doing a quick
short one.
Short
one, we might as well.
Do you know about wrists?
Like bus driver wrists?
I was thinking of music
another one.
Wrist.
Fucking damn, look at this.
I was thinking of music wrist because there was no context with the title.
Damn, that's the bad bus right there.
You actually got it right in one. It is actually bus driver wrist.
Okay, I gotta say, if someone says the word wrists, I don't think they immediately think musical wrist. I think they sleep maybe sleep, which is...
Then why didn't you think that?
I did. I thought, like, wrist, well, it's in the bus lane. It probably has to do with buses. Bus drivers wrestling.
Yeah, so do you recall... After the bus apocalypse.
Yeah, the bus test review.
That the government got involved and some laws got changed around rests that bus drivers are entitled to.
Oh, vaguely, but honestly, I don't remember well enough to talk about it much.
Yeah, so basically, laws got changed so bus drivers get like actual good rest. Kind of like what everyone else in the employment sector gets.
That's right, yeah. And all the bus companies were like, holy shit, we've only known about this for 1 year. How are we meant to implement this?
So, yeah, they got a year's deadline and some leaked documents from the GWRC.
Greater Wellington Regional Council. For
that's it, yeah. I just didn't know what the acronym stood for because it sounded like an incompetent organization because they the leaked documents said they would not be able to do it within a year. They would need 2 years to implement these.
But why?
Rests.
Why?
Meanwhile, there's another one. AT?
Auckland Transport.
Yeah, they're doing quite good. Like,
yeah. I just, how the fuck, like, National fucked the public transport, didn't they?
So badly. Just so badly.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, well, let's switch to a tech story now.
Yeah, that was the story.
Do you know about worms?
I do know about worms.
Tell me a little bit about worms.
Well, we actually used to have a worm farm. So, like, you have, like, a kind of plastic, well, it doesn't have to be plastic, like, a big tub, like, kind of comes up to about size of your stomach area.
Is it real? That big?
Yeah. It's got feet on it. So, like, the bottom is probably, like, your knees
or
something.
Well, then couldn't it come up to wherever you wanted? You just make the feet bigger.
Oh, they would have way too many worms. But yeah, anyway, you just like fucking put your compost in and like
and
some
worms. And the
wormy
boys got...
Yeah, and then they're like pissing shit and then like in the bottom... Oh, there's like lots of different layers. And like in the bottom one, you pull it out and you just get all that worm piss and you're like,
worm piss. Love myself some worm piss, boys.
Yeah, that.
And you put it in your garden, right?
Were those the worms you were talking about?
Yes. Cool. So do you know about Eternal Blue?
Yeah, that's
well, this story is not about Eternal Blue. The story is about Eternal Keep, I think.
Blue Keep?
Blue Keep, sorry, that one. Blue Keep. No Eternal in this one. You know the Blue Keep exploit?
I know a bit about it.
All this and they still tried to run red lights. You mean the bus factor? Blue Keep, vulnerability in RDP, kind of similar to Eternal Blue. That has begun mass exploitation. So the Metasploit module was released month ago, maybe. People have ripped that into some malware and started doing things to install crypto miners. Here's the funny part. It's not a worm yet. All it does is like use Shodan or whatever to find a list of IP addresses, attack them, and then that's it. So bad hackers, no biscuit. If you are going to do something like this, like make it good. If you're going to burn Bluekeep on all the public instances that are available, like at least worm it up. So anyway, I guess if you haven't patched, then you deserve to get hacked. No two ways about it. Just how it is. Yeah, okay, cool. I see what you're doing. Yeah.
You're getting shitty at me again, aren't you?
No, I was just curious about what you're doing.
I could tell. Did you finish?
Yeah, I finished. I definitely finished.
Have you ever been...
What was it, a bus right? Let me just see if
I think
a
that was.
Yeah, easy, mate. Easy
peasy. How many do you reckon is going to go? We've already gone 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's a good point. 10 minutes, 4, 3 times 4, 4, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Simple math would tell us that there's 12 buses going to go through.
I'm going to get 13.
I'm going to guess way less. I'm going to say 8.
13 because it's a spooky number.
Ooh, 13, the spooky number. Is that what they're doing? Ooh. They know it's a spooky episode? That could be it, Lost Boy. That could be it.
All right, TPP is the usual. Is that 11 or 13?
All right, so we got 8, 9. I
think he's 11.
Yeah, time adjusted. Well, for time adjusted, if you're like 11 time adjusted, that'd be like 6, right?
Yeah, roughly.
We'll give you 6.
5.5.
So we got 6, 8, 9. 6, 8, 9, and 13.
He was 13. All right, six. I'll take 13.
We'll give you 7 then.
And TPP can have 7.
So 7, 8, 9, 13.
I reckon 13.
Why was 6 afraid of 7?
Because
Seven was a police officer and he knew about the truth of priest brutality in the world. Well, where?
Seven was. Whoa. The
police officer just ran a red light.
Oh, my God, where?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, yes, it did.
Yeah, police officer just ran a red light without his lights on as well.
Ooh.
Damn, dude.
Naughty. Yeah, they won't give a shit.
Yeah, they do that all the time. I don't know.
And they actually have, like, no way, like, from our footage, we're just like, a police officer ran a red light, and they're just like, we have no way of knowing.
Call the police. Yeah, we had no way of knowing, yeah.
So literally no way. Yeah, if we just see this random bus, we can be like, I can't see any details in there.
Okay, but let's say that they started.
I can just say, this bus at this time went through, and they'll be like, oh, we know there was a bus.
I actually don't have a problem with this. One, the bus is on routes. Two, the bus schedule is public, okay? Here's the thing. Imagine this. Cop cars are GPS tracked everywhere they go. That shit gets leaked at some point because they badly secure it. That's a big fucking issue.
Yep.
You're like, oh, it sure goes to this private place a bunch of thing. Yeah, it's probably not great that the cops do it. Though, in the scale of bad things the police do, like, I would much rather them run red lights than some of the other shit they get up to. So,
yeah.
Like the armed response stuff that's going on at the moment. Like, maybe that's not a great idea.
Oh,
guys.
And all the like bullying and shit.
Oh, the bullying.
Oh, have you seen like Australia like kicking out like Australia's fucking pull guns on people that just don't stop? Like, yeah. The fuck?
Well, the all the protests at the moment where they like they were specifically targeting out disabled protesters and like tackling them and stuff. And then there was that cop who was like doing all the white supremacist gestures and being like pulling the fingers of people and stuff. And it's like, maybe a cop who's that antagonistic shouldn't be involved in a protest.
Wait, was this New Zealand?
No, that was Australia.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
There's another. He's blocking.
Yeah, let's count that one. These buses are going hard at it today. Maybe it's because we weren't here last week. They thought they could get away with it. They're like, they've slackened off, those bus factor fellas.
Yeah, we're going to get 13.
Oh, you know what I hate as well? Summer. It's getting way too hot lately, isn't it?
It's quite warm. I've put on my shirt and I'm like, ooh.
Yeah. Hugh was shirtless in the office today. That's why he's talking about it.
Do you want
should we take another story?
Skin?
I see a lot of your skin a lot of the time. You've shown me a lot of parts. I've seen your genitals multiple times.
How many?
Times have I seen it?
Yeah.
Probably at least twice, I'll say.
All right.
But it could be more. So
just people laughing.
Now, here's the question. How many of those were in work-related contexts? Because at least one
I think
a work-related event.
I've just seen one. That was in Perth, right?
Oh, yeah. The tree is respawning. Look at it.
I'm sorry. That was in Perth, right?
It was in Perth, yeah.
And what were you doing at the time?
I'd rather not talk about it.
Were you doing something that was work-appropriate at the time? If you're going to bring it up and make me look bad.
I wasn't doing anything work inappropriate in the public part of the room. Though, to be fair, that was also your bedroom. Also, one went through a red light.
I got kicked out.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Of my own bedroom. So, I lay on a mattress in the main room.
Yeah, I remember. Hey, let's take another news story. What do you got here? This one says heat. It is fucking hot.
Yeah. Have you ever been on a bus and it's just fucking way too hot?
Not often in Wellington. Wellington buses are pretty good. Though there is a few of them that have windows still. Like, the double, there's like double deckers with windows, I'm pretty sure. And I'm like,
wow.
Guys,
on the top, like, you can open and, like, just jump out? What?
Oh, you can't jump out. They're like those fucking, like, long, spindly ones.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was gonna say, like.
Yeah. I definitely had buses that have windows. And I was like, I was sitting in there one night, and like, a few months ago, and I was like, it's fucking cold. Why is the AC set like this? And I'm like, looking around, and I'm like, shit, there's windows in here. And then I'm like, I don't want to be the one to like shut the window. That's weird.
The tree is respawning. It's come back pretty quick.
Yeah.
We might have to just hide the ABS violation like already. Anymore.
Well, we also have another change coming up that will render the tree obsolete. Well, I won't render the tree obsolete, but it'll
render. Are we telling the fans already?
No, we're not. We're not. We're not. ABS violation. Look at that. Jeez, that was an ABS violation. Yeah, we're still moving. That's it. We just told you.
Yeah.
ABS. Is this labeled or something? ABS violation. No, ABS count. That's
ABS
the one we
count.
Want.
They're all counts.
Okay.
La Count Dracula.
Oh, yeah. One bus through a red light. Two buses through a red light. That was part of the plan. Yeah, we've already told you. I don't
so, know. Yeah. Like, so one time I was in...
Buses are hot sometimes.
Rome.
Rome, okay, yeah.
And I was catching a bus. The bus sounded like it was actually just going to fall apart. Like, yeah. And we were sitting on the bus, and I was legitimately, like, falling asleep because it was just too hot.
Yeah,
and I'm like, we just have to get out. Like, we have to get out and wait for the next bus. When whenever like the fuck it comes.
When it's, like, a little bit, like, cramped as well, and there's people around, yeah. And it's just hot, and you just can't deal with it. I know.
So it turns out buses in New Zealand have the same problem.
People falling asleep or it's hot?
It's hot.
Okay.
So there's apparently two temperatures, a winter and a summer temperature.
On the bus? That's all they can set?
Yes.
You're shitting me.
No.
What? Why?
I'll get you the numbers.
And
I'll
why does it matter whether it's winter or summer? Set the temperature to good. And in winter, it'll warm it up, and in summer, it'll cool it down.
You can't open the emergency exit at the top because it just, like, doesn't really work.
Oh, because, like, some of them you can, like, angle upwards, right?
Yeah. So, yeah. For summer, the preset temperature gets changed to 20 degrees compared to a 22 to 23 degrees in the winter.
But 23 degrees is too warm.
Yeah.
22 degrees is fine. 20 degrees is nice, but that's a little bit strange.
And apparently up in Auckland, like, the majority of their complaints are about
too hot
heat. Well, as you know, I'm going to take that back. There are a lot of complaints about them being too hot. The majority is probably not. The majority is probably them doing like retarded shit.
Yeah. Okay. What's the next story here?
The next story is
Ubisoft.
Ah, that's you. Ubisoft.
Well, I believe it's pronounced Ubisoft.
Yeah.
But everyone calls it Ubisoft. This one's fucked up. I just included it because of how ridiculous it is. Also, how are we going for time? I've got a really good news story. The one after this. No, two more after this are real good. Ubisoft,
we'll go through quick. Go through quick.
Okay. Ubisoft was... Oh, you're so sweating on your back, bro.
Also.
Yeah?
While you're making me feel gross.
Sorry.
Can you look at the monitor that you're holding at the moment?
I don't eat food with this.
That's the microphone you use, correct?
It's also the microphone other people have used. I don't eat food with it.
It looks real gross. I tried picking it out.
Could be snot.
TC noticed it.
Yeah, it's pretty gross. We'll give that a clean. These caps you can just replace anyway.
You just need to poke through something.
Sorry, I just took the microphone apart. Here's the story here. Ubisoft, they were getting DDoSed, right? They were pretty angry about it. Guess what they did to solve the DDoS?
They closed down the servers.
Nope. They sent cease and desist to the people DDoSing them. And 93% of the DDoS stopped.
Are you shitting me?
Not shitting you. How fucked is that? You know what it says to me as well? It says to me that the people running DDoS for hire services think they're doing it legally. Like, they think, oh, we don't want to get in trouble with the law. We better follow the cease and desist. Like, I don't...
Yeah, that's
fucked,
weird.
Right? Because if they knew it was illegal... They would just not, like, I don't know, it's weird.
See?
That's the whole
so
story.
So gross.
It's so gross.
It is.
It doesn't taste bad, though. Like, if you get a little lick, it's not bad.
It tastes like real metallic.
Oh, the little snot ball. Not the, besides, that one's, I think it's plastic rather than metal. I'm not entirely sure. Definitely plastic coated. It could be metal.
It does feel metal.
Yeah. That's so metal, bro.
All right. So I hit the next story.
Hit him up, G.
Right. So in Auckland, there was a group of Chinese people, I think it was, trying to get off a bus.
Okay. And this is in Auckland, you said?
In Auckland.
Yeah.
And then another random passenger.
Yeah.
Who, I think he was drunk.
Okay, as passengers in Auckland often are,
yeah,
to live in that position city.
Start just fucking like yelling fucking abuse out and being like, fucking go back where you came from.
It's oh,
like, wow, mate. Yeah. Bus driver just stops the bus, turns off the bus, walks up to him and he's like, get the fuck off.
That's
not,
good.
Not get the fuck
he's
off.
He's like, you need to get off the bus.
But yeah, then the guy gets up and starts swinging punches at the bus driver.
Oh, snap.
And I'm like, damn. Other people get involved. But one comment was, one of the people that got involved was disappointed that only two people got involved.
Yeah, I see.
I've been in a situation where you're like, oh, there's something happening and like I feel like I should get up, but like, how many is too many?
Yeah. Because
like,
you don't
want like the entire bus getting up just to deal with one dickhead.
Sometimes if you can have a chorus of, yeah, get off the bus, then that's good.
Yeah.
A chorus of, get off the bus, that's good. Because then it like says like, oh, all these passengers are voicing their support, but they don't have to get up and fight someone. Yeah, I don't feel like getting smacked. That's exactly why I wouldn't get up.
I would probably look at the size of the person, and if they're like fucking tiny, I'll probably just walk up to
them. But the thing is, if he's drunk, he doesn't give a shit if he's tiny.
I know martial arts, mate. Watcha.
He just waved his hands weirdly. It didn't look like an official martial arts move, I'll say that. No, stop it. Stop it. I don't like it. Q does do martial arts. But yeah, I wouldn't want to, like, want a Royal Rumble in the back of the bus. I wouldn't want to, like, get in a fight with someone, but...
It's interesting, because the news is trying to make, like, a big deal about it for the driver and being like, yeah, they need to be praised as a hero. And the driver's just like... I just did what I thought was right. Like,
yeah.
I don't want any recognition for this.
Yeah,
like,
I gotcha. Like, it should be more acceptable for people to do that, for sure. But
yeah.
Should it be like, it should be like a requirement. Okay, not right. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Doing
well,
the right
not
thing,
a requirement, but yeah.
It's, yeah, doing the right thing is like the right thing, regardless of whether everyone else does it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But
that's cool.
That's
good.
Me. You got one?
Yeah, I got one.
Let's go to China.
This one's actually pretty interesting. GitLab. So they run the GitLab.com hosting service. They subsumed Git. It was another one. Gitalite, maybe.
Oh, you didn't put on the other GitHub thing.
The other GitHub thing. The OAuth thing.
Yeah,
that was real lame.
It was real lame.
I guess it's
good.
Not good news. Someone found a bug at a bug bounty. We could just go through the entire like bug crowd list, but I don't think it's a good use of time.
Yeah, fair enough.
But this one's interesting though.
It was the biggest paying GitHub reward ever.
Yeah, it was a pretty good bug. GitLab. Now,
I'm sorry, it was a pretty good bug, but you were just saying it wasn't worth talking about.
Yeah. We don't talk about bugs on the show.
Yeah, fair enough.
We talk about worms. Like, we talk about uses of bugs. They say, if someone had used that bug to drop the to get a copy of the GitHub database, you bet your bottom dollar would be talking about that shit.
We have talked about some bugs.
Yeah, we do talk about bugs.
Like
if they're like interesting. This
we're
one
talking
is
about
not
a bunch of Google ones. Anyway,
it's not
anyway.
Technically interesting though.
Do GitLab.
GitLab. They have made a decision to not hire people from China or Russia, sorry, currently residing in China or Russia, if they would get access to the production database. So support staff, for example, support staff, they are not allowed to currently reside in China or Russia because they deem the risk of kind of like espionage and state attacks from these places to be too high. Isn't that interesting?
You do talk about bugs.
I know.
From
I
one of
bugs.
Our biggest fans.
Yeah, I know I talk about bugs. Come on.
Just saying.
I just don't want to talk about this one. It's lame.
It is pretty crazy.
The GitLab thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird, right?
Because they're like a, like, what do you call those companies? Like,
remote work first? Like a.
Yeah, like, they don't have a headquarters.
Company? Yeah, yeah, they just do everything remote. And they can't have offices.
My mate worked for them. I think I know a few people that work for them.
Yeah. The other thing is, like, so. If you're a pen testing consultancy, for example, and you go to hire someone and they say, oh, I have family who live in mainland China, what do you say? Do you say, sorry, we can't hire you? Do you say, GCSB, help me out? GCSB is going to be like, fuck off, deal with it yourself.
Yeah.
But then what happens when like all your clients start? I know, it's a complicated situation. Mm. And I can understand why GitLab's done it. But one of the big things is their legal staff people basically came back and said, you can't just do this. Nah, all good, bro. You can't
how
do this.
How long was that? Or
for no like, reason. You have to have it like, how'd you pick these countries? Define how you picked the countries and let us know. Because otherwise, you're just basically doing this for no reason. Unless you're Rugby NZ, Oh, the China stuff? Is that... I didn't catch what the thing is. Was it Rugby NZ who hacked into another rugby club once? Remember there was that? The rugby clubs hacking into each other?
I think I did. Was it rugby? Might have been something else, but yeah.
GCSB help. Yeah. Anyway, I thought it was interesting. Let's go on to the next story.
All right. You know Pittsburgh?
In the States, yeah.
You know buses?
Yeah.
You know roads?
Yeah.
You know water running underneath roads?
No, not so much.
Causing
in
erosion?
Pipes?
Nah, like not in pipes?
I gotta say, no, not really. All the rest of them I've got, this one, not so good.
All right, so basically, if there is water not in a pipe underneath the road...
Isn't there always water not in a pipe underneath the road?
Oh, like close to where the road is.
Yeah.
It will cause a erosion.
Of the road?
Of the underneath of the road.
Where does it go?
It just like gets compacted up and like washed away.
But won't more stuff flow underneath it?
Oh, like, okay, a giant hole opens up.
Whoa!
They call them sinkholes.
Whoa!
A bus fell into
a sinkhole. Wouldn't that be fucking insane? You're on a bus, you're driving, looking out the window, and you fall into a goddamn sinkhole. Damn!
I don't have it on B-roll, but...
He's pointing up. He is pointing up like a...
There's a car that almost fell in behind.
Damn, that's a big sinkhole, dude.
Yeah, it's reasonably sizable. Like, yeah. Oh, damn. Like,
it's
imagine
like,
if
how many feet
there.
Off the ground is that? That's like one, two,
that's
three,
a guy
four
standing
meters?
There.
Oh, it's not quite that high then.
So that guy's standing on the far
yeah,
side.
Yeah, it's on the other side. So I reckon like 3 or 4 meters off the ground.
Yeah.
It's like front wheels are off the ground by 3 or 4 meters or so.
Oh, yeah. Here's a guy standing close to it.
And it's a sinkhole bus.
Bit above him, but like he's a bit away from it. Yeah, maybe just 3 meters, I'd say.
Meters, yeah. That's pretty insane, dude.
It probably stays somewhere.
I'm glad,
in there.
Like, that just doesn't really happen in New Zealand, right?
Yeah, it does.
Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah, sinkholes here?
Newlands sink.
Did Newlands bus fall in a sinkhole? Or is Newlands a place?
Newlands sinkhole. Bus stuck in large sinkhole in Wellington.
Oh, snap. What year was that?
2018.
Wow, that was real recent.
Yeah.
Damn, we got sinkholes here. Be careful of sinkholes, guys. I didn't know this was such a big issue. Shit, it makes me glad I don't drive, like having to deal with sinkholes opening up.
You know, like, I don't know if I've mentioned, I've got a leak outside my house. It's been there for about a year.
Never heard of it, bro. Never heard of it.
I've had an engineer look at it, and yeah, the engineer says there's a possibility of a sinkhole.
Yeah. Is the engineer your dad?
Yep.
Okay.
So, of course, the council will not give a shit about it. But don't worry. They're getting their engineer to look at it...
next year?
Next financial year, which they do it every 3 years. Yeah. So they're not doing it in response of, like...
They're just like, we'll get anything to that at some point.
Yeah, and they probably will be like, oh, there's nothing wrong.
They checked it and found out it wasn't poop, right? It's just water.
Yeah, it's just water.
Because you're afraid
in fact, it's just groundwater, which means it's not a leak.
Oh, interesting. But yeah. You don't think that's true, right?
I will be happy saying it might be groundwater. Mm-hmm. Does not matter if it's groundwater or not, in my mind.
Yeah, because
if it is causing damage to public property, then the public departments should fix it.
Yeah, fair enough.
That.
Yeah, I got. Yeah, I'm with
I
you. I'm with
believe
you.
I that is
you.
What
I
pay
you.
My rates for.
You're wrong. You pay for it so that you get a bureaucratic system that's lethargic and doesn't fix things.
Oh,
but
God.
Common misconception.
They suck at leaks. So, like, I don't know. There was another leak.
It's not just leaks they suck at. Yeah. Name a thing they suck at it.
So, I, like, reported the leak. They called me up that day, like, their water contractor being like, oh, yeah, we've had a lot of calls about this one. Don't worry, we're getting it fixed. And I was like, oh, what about all of the other leaks in Brooklyn? They're like, oh, we've got no open cases in Brooklyn.
You're like, great. Also,
and I'm like,
tonight.
What about the one that was reported, I think, 5 months ago that is still leaking to this day? Why did it get closed? And they're like, oh, we're not sure, sorry. We'll have to talk to the council. And I'm like, yeah, my honest opinion is a leak should only get resolved if it's...
If it stops leaking?
Being fixed. Like.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair enough. That would make sense intuitively. You close the ticket when...
And yeah, not just Brooklyn. I'm just focusing on Brooklyn because that's where I live.
You
and
see them,
I can, like, kind of walk around and be like, there's a massive leak here.
I haven't seen any leaks in Newtown. Like, I'm just trying to think. I think Brooklyn's quite hilly, right? So
yeah,
you might get more, especially groundwater style leaks, right?
We also get a lot of heavy trucks driving through.
Yep, yeah, or the buses on all those roads.
Oh, not just buses, like all of the whatchamacallit, the rubbish trucks.
Oh yeah, 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 all of that kind of thing. Okay, I'm gonna move on to a story here. I'm gonna go to a good one. Okay, this one's gonna blow your mind. So, you know Georgia, the place in America, the Georgia, the state.
Yep.
I think it's Gwinnett County. Okay. No, I'm okay. We've got some wine left. We're drinking wine tonight. Okay, here we are. Judge Catherine Schrader is facing hacking charges after she hired private investigators to look into what she believed was the spyware infection on her office computer. Okay, you hear that? Make sense?
Someone did spyware thing.
No, what? Nothing to do with that. Dude, listen, this one's a really good story. You've got to give me attention for this one.
Yeah, I'm listening.
You're not listening. Come on. Come on, it's a real good story, man. We don't have many of these.
I am listening. I haven't actually heard of this Ellen Blake lady.
We'll
also, DPP, do you think I'm a crazy person?
You are a crazy person.
Because I've just seen him referred to someone as crazy.
Mm. Okay, so here's this. Judge,
I won.
Sorry?
I won. I'm whining right now.
You do. Judge, she thought she had spyware on her computer, right? So she hired someone to look into it for her, okay?
Who'd she hire?
She hired just some private investigators. We'll get into that later. And they looked into it. She's now facing hacking charges. Do you know why? So this is how it went down. This is how it went down. She thought she was being spied on by the district attorney. The district attorney had installed spyware on her computer. She's a judge. So she hired two private investigators to come and investigate it. Now they're being charged because what happened was the private investigators ran Wireshark. And they're arguing Wireshark gave her unauthorized access to the traffic on the network. So the district attorney is charging one of his judges for running Wireshark because that gave her unauthorized access to the network, which she wasn't authorized to view. Okay? But here's the fuck. Like, that's ridiculous to start with. She thought she's being spied on by the DA. The DA is like, no, I'm not.
This is America, right?
This is, yeah, Georgia, state in America.
Oh, Georgia. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Here's this thing, though. The guy, one of the guys, you got two PIs to look into it.
Yeah.
One of the guys who looked into it is a convicted child molester. So they're saying the guy you got to look into this and install Wireshark on your computer is a child molester with, like, charges and convictions. He shouldn't be interacting in the court system. Here's how it got found out, though. The FBI was investigating this convicted child molester because they thought he had child pornography in his home computer. So they raided his home computer and found a folder on there in his work folder for the investigation he did at the courthouse.
Wow.
And they were like, hang on a second, why was this motherfucker at the courthouse? They went to the courthouse, and they told the courthouse about... This story has so many weird fucking things in it, right?
It's interesting.
Just a weird situation. Anyway, so pretty much they're like, fuck you guys. So yeah, the two PIs and the judge are being charged for this because they're saying you guys all had access to Wireshark, which gave you network access, which you weren't authorized to view, even though you were allowed to check for spyware, while you were not allowed to do the other stuff.
That's so fucked.
Yeah. So they pled not guilty, but they're currently in prison for it.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, wait, not the child molester. Everyone else made bail. The child molester didn't make bail.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's probably fair.
Yeah. So isn't it just a weird situation that it's like infighting in a courthouse that escalated up crazily and only got found out because a child molester was being investigated. Presumably, he didn't even have child porn at home, but
it's
he did
super
have...
fucked how, like, how is that like a legal obtaination of evidence?
Well, they raided him because they thought he had child porn.
Yeah.
So it was a legal warrant.
It's still
he
fucked.
He didn't
that they
have
can
child
use
porn, though.
Evidence from like some warrants for like crime. Oh, I guess I can see why. Like, say, like you killed someone, and they're like investigating you for something else, and they find evidence that you did kill them.
It's,
and, like,
it's
yeah,
a weird situation, and I don't. Yeah.
I just feel like it's a misuse of like the stuff
like,
they
that
searched.
Clearly
like,
wasn't the intention behind the warrant, so maybe it shouldn't be done like that. But the other thing is, like, clearly he I'm assuming he didn't have child pornography, or he would be in prison right now for stuff unrelated to this crime, the child pornography. He's already been convicted of child molesting.
Mm.
Ah, I don't know. It's just such a weird thing. With like a judge had to make bail for it as well, for running Wireshark. And she didn't even run. It's like just such a weird situation. I don't know. I think it's my favorite story this week because it's got all these moving parts and it's just weird.
Yeah, fair enough. Speaking of America,
mm-hmm.
we also have that coal fire story.
Oh, yeah, the coal fire story, yeah.
Not much has changed.
Still on bail.
Yeah.
How fucked is that? So for those who don't know, just a quick update. Coal fire was hired to conduct a physical penetration test for a particular state in the United States. Can't remember which one. They're hired by the state government. The state government got them to break into a bunch of locations, one of which was a courthouse.
A county courthouse.
So they went in, they broke in, they...
I read through the letter. They did not break in.
Oh, they opened the front door.
The front door was already open.
The front door was unlocked, so they walked inside.
I think they found it unlocked, so they closed it and locked it, and then
picked the lock,
it, then got in.
Walked inside.
To show they could do it.
Intentionally set off the alarm, measured how long the police response was, pretty much said, okay, police response is here, we're done. Talked with the police, handed over to get a jail free card. There was a bunch of deputies who showed up. Just as they were about to let him go, because it was all verified, it was all allowed by the state, the sheriff who turned up said,
nah,
you don't
mate.
Have authorization. This is a county courthouse. The state cannot authorize this.
The same sheriff fucking sent an email to all the other sheriffs yeah. in the state being like, yeah, don't let the state do this.
Yeah, so these guys, these two pen testers, ended up in prison for it.
And like the state has admitted that they yeah. are in the wrong. And they've tried to correct it by they reduced the charges
or
something?
No, this is the county. The county agreed that like... So the state is not charging them. The county is charging them.
Oh, right. Yeah. The county agreed something.
The county
they
agreed this was a fucked up situation. The county is like, yeah, you probably shouldn't have been arrested. But we're still keeping you arrested. Like, we're still keeping the charges because they are valid. Technically, you didn't have authorization to do that.
Well, I think they had like a very high burglary charge, but now they're...
Yeah,
getting quite a low one.
It's
but
just
like
so fucked.
It should be nothing.
It's just so fucked. It couldn't happen here in the same way because we don't have the state versus county distinction.
Yeah.
But if that happened to me, I'd be it like makes you lose faith in the court system. It's like you're just like, this is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah,
you know?
There's a lot of things that make you lose
and
faith.
And it's like barely even corruption. Like, who's corrupt in this scenario? No one. It's just like a schoolyard spat that you're caught in the middle of between the
I
county and the...
From what I've read of the story, it kind of just sounds like that one sheriff is having a power trip.
He's got like stick
and
up his
like,
ass and yeah.
He has legitimate reasons for having this power trip, but like...
Yeah,
it really shouldn't involve these two people that were
exactly.
doing their job.
He has got the letter of the law on his side.
Yeah.
But should he? No, fuck that guy. It's just fucked. It's
yeah.
fucked.
Meanwhile, in Manawatu, 2, yep. New Zealand,
mm-hmm.
They're getting a B card.
Is that like a what?
It's like a snapper or a hop card.
Oh, okay. Here's a question. Why can't there be something that isn't unique to every single little city in New Zealand?
Exactly what I thought when I read that.
Like, I get it, but also, like, maybe if, like, Snapper, for example, or someone like that could just be like, oh, we have an offering. It's available for any local government in New Zealand. It's already been tested.
It's so weird how they're, like, so separated. Because, like, Snapper, for example, owned by Infratil.
Infratil, yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Yep. Not on the airport flyer, though.
It's a fucking national company. It's giant.
Didn't they get bought out by an Australian company?
Yeah, I think they did now.
Yeah.
But, like, why is that not all over New Zealand, if that is the case?
Yeah, I'm with you. Like, I would be fine with, like, there being five options or whatever, and a local government can just pick. You know, they're just like, oh, that one sounds fine, I'll just use that one.
Yeah.
Well, that one's not working for us, maybe we change. Maybe we don't, maybe we change, maybe we don't. But it just seems weird to redo it every time. But fine, I guess. That's called a MasterCard/Visa. Which, yes, you know, in Sydney now, you can just use
Paywave.
Oh,
yeah, you can. Yeah.
Yeah, you now. That's pretty nice.
Hey,
do you want to get ready to go, by the way?
Yeah, probably. I could probably do, like, 5 more minutes.
Okay, well, I got another story I want to have here.
My last one I probably won't do because, like, it's not really that interesting.
Okay, well, I've only got one here I care about, so we can finish up quickly. Twitter hired a bunch of people, as they do. They have lots of employees. Two of the employees were from Saudi Arabia and were accessing DMs and messages and data for the Saudi Arabian government and sending it back over. So it was a Saudi Arabian penetration of Twitter by the government there. Political opponents of what was his name? Mohammed bin Salman or whatever his name is, MBS. The guy who killed the journalist.
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting that this happened, and like, so we talked about GitLab before.
That's one.
It's kind of up. We talked about GitLab before, and it's kind of interesting.
Seven,
that
might be TPP.
13.7, yeah, pretty much. Oh, that's the wrong one. I know, I thought it was interesting. It's hard to defend against. How do you defend against employee, like the insider threats when you, like, how, you know, how is a Twitter meant to know if people in their company are spying for their Saudi